This is the Ingles Information Aisle with Leah McGrath, helping you eat healthy, feel great, and understand your nutrition. Now, here's your host, Ingles dietitian Leah McGrath.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. And once again, we're going to be talking about local foods. We're going to be taking a trip back to the back of our Ingles store where we have our meat and seafood counters. And we're going to be talking to a local farmer, and that's a trout farmer. So joining me by phone all the way from near Canton, North Carolina, is Wes Eason, and Wes is the sales manager for Sunburst Trouts. Hey, Wes, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Leah. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
No problem. And so, you know, I know that we've been working with Sunburst Trouts. Ingles has worked with Sunburst Trouts for a long time. I think even before I started as the dietitian for Ingles, right?
Absolutely. I don't recall when you came on board, but certainly before my time, I want to say late 80s.
Wow.
Is when my grandfather started working with the guys at Ingles.
So if people are not familiar with Sunburst Trout, can you give everybody kind of like a little bit of a history lesson about how Sunburst Trout Farm started, where you're located, that kind of thing?
Of course. Yeah, we've been around since 1948. My grandfather, Dick Jennings, founded the company then. His roots began in Cashers, North Carolina, over in Jackson County on some beautiful family property we were lucky enough to own. Had a nice underground spring that provided some really clean water. And he was there for about 14 or 15 years and then found the need for a larger water source. So that's when he moved to this current location. We're right beneath Lake Logan. And we've got phenomenal water coming right out of the Pisgah National Forest into Lake Logan, and that spills directly into our farm. So he recognized the value in clean and abundant water. So that's pretty much how he got the idea. He was the first commercial trout farm east of the Mississippi, and now there's well over probably 100. I'm a third-generation owner, along with my brother and sister. My mother, Sally, is still the CEO. Every day is something new. It's always an adventure. There's always challenges.
Well, it's a beautiful property, too. I've been out there several times to Sunburst Trout Farms. And, as you were saying, Wes, you are – like when Wes is talking about you getting your water supply for your trout runs from Lake Logan, it is right there. It's like you see the trout runs, and then there's like a big chain metal fence, and right there is the dam. Correct?
We're directly beneath Lake Logan. I'm looking out the window literally as we speak, and I'm 150 maybe 200 yards from the base of the dam. We're the first people to use that water. The water spilling out of the Pisgah National, above us, there's literally no industry, no agriculture whatsoever. So the water really is as pure as it gets. And that's one of the concerns a lot of folks have with purchasing farm-raised products. And a lot of those concerns that people have, I understand, are justified. But it's been just a couple of farms that have unfortunately given a bad name to a lot of the other ones that are doing it right. And it all starts with your water source. And when it's as clean and pure as this, it makes a big difference in both the nutrition, the flavor of the product, et cetera.
Now, a lot of people in Western North Carolina and in the Southeast, they grew up with eating brook trout and, or catching trout. How are sunburst trout different than what people would be catching in their mountain stream or in a lake near their home?
Sure. Well, one of the big things is not only the water source, because these fish that are native are certainly in very similar, if not the exact same, watershed. The big difference is the omega-3 count. With wild trout, they're usually rather lean. Their diet consists of, they might be lucky and eat some small fish, but mostly it's bugs, little crickets, stuff like that. Our fish are fed a very high protein, high omega-3 fat diet, which is in the feed. It's a special blend made just for us called the Sunburst Blend. And by feeding them such high protein, high fat, the flavor on the finished product is completely different. It's a more deep, more rich flavor than you might get from eating a native. And don't get me wrong, I love wild trout. They're delicious, but it's a little more of a mild flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And ours is a little more robust. And again, you look at the omega-3 counts in a wild trout versus a farm-raised trout. Certainly our farm-raised, the omega-3s are significantly higher in farm-raised.
And one of the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids is an antioxidant kind of benefit. So that's been shown to be beneficial in overall health.
Sure. It's extremely, extremely heart healthy.
Yeah.
I recently saw a stat that if a person eats fish, I believe it was 3 times a
right.
week, you lower your risk of heart disease by 90%.
Yeah.
It's really a staggering figure.
Yeah, that's really important to remember, folks, is that we really need a varied diet. And we're going to be talking later in the show a little bit more with Wes Easton, the sales manager at Sunburst Trout, about some of his tips. So if you're maybe afraid to cook fish or maybe you've had some bad experiences with fish, he's going to give us some tips on how to make sure when you buy Sunburst Trout at Ingles that you end up with the best tasting trout fillet that is going to make everybody in your family happy when you sit down to dinner. I want to make sure we mention, Wes, your website is sunbursttrout.com.
That's correct.
And so if people want to check out your website, you have a lot of great information on there, including recipes. And you all are on Facebook and you're on Twitter. Are you on Instagram?
We are.
Okay. All right. So you can find Sunburst Trout everywhere on social media, right?
Very active with social media. Our marketing director, Anna Eason, has done a phenomenal job of really putting our name out there via about every network there is on social media.
Now, we're going to be talking more about which Ingles stores are featuring Sunburst Trout in the seafood section. So make sure that you listen carefully. And you can also go to the sunbursttrout.com website and you can find the actual store locations. Sunburst Trout is not in every store, but they are in a number of our stores in Western North Carolina. So stay tuned to the Ingles Information Aisle. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian, talking with Wes Easton. Wes is the sales manager for Sunburst Trout Farms. They're located in a really beautiful area near Canton, North Carolina. I've been up there a couple of times. You drive down these beautiful roads with the mountains all around you, and as you make the turn into Sunburst Trout Farm, you'll see their shop and their processing facility, and then trout runs, and then right next to them is Lake Logan and the Lake Logan Dam. And it's just a very kind of pristine area. And if you see Sunburst Trout Farms at your local Ingles store, you know they're coming in locally. So, Wes, how many trout, are growing on a daily basis at Sunburst?
You know, Lee, it's a bit seasonal. Our peak busy season, it runs roughly Memorial Day through kind of the end of October. That being said, winters are not near as slow as they used to be. I think tourism in WNC doesn't dip quite as bad as it used to.
Right.
And the whole local movement has become so powerful, certainly in Western North Carolina, I think everywhere, but really in WNC, to where it doesn't dip as much. So that being said, this time of year we're processing about 6,000 or 7,000 pounds of trout a week. That's whole fish straight out of the water. Once we get, hit our stride in June and July, it'll be almost double that. We do about 10,000 to 12,000 pounds a week.
My goodness. And you don't only have the fillets. You also have some other products that people can find in some of our stores. Like there's trout dip and there's cold smoked trout and there's trout jerky, right? Am I missing anything?
Correct. We also do our original hickory smoked, which is pretty much that was our first product after the fresh fillets.
Mm.
So available in all Ingles stores are our pinbone out fillets. That's kind of our flagship product. The whole fish, which we refer to as dress. That's a head-on, tail-on product. That's a nice one to really show how fresh it is because you can see the clarity in the eyes. That's a big indicator of just how fresh a trout is.
Sure.
We do a nice 8-ounce retail package of a smoked trout dip, which we use our premium cut hickory smoked trout fillet, fold that in with some cream cheese, sour cream, fresh veggies. That's dynamite. That's your go-to for any kind of get-together for a nice, easy hors d'oeuvre. We do a 4-ounce pre-sliced cold smoked, which is kind of a similar process to lox. It's your classic lox and bagels product. Great as an appetizer by itself, a little cream cheese, red onion.
Bagel, yeah.
The hickory smoked, that's a firmer, flakier product because it is cooked for about 8 hours. That's a great one to flake on a salad, fold in with pastas, toppings on a pizza, etc. The trout jerky, that is probably our most unique product. It's shelf-stable, has a really long shelf life of 1 year. It's ready to eat, comes in a beautiful vacuum-sealed silver package. We've been processing that for about 5 years, and we've really got the flavor dialed in. We've got a new smoker that we've been working with for about 2 years, and it's a very consistent product. That's one that's really handy up here in the mountains. You can pack that with you on a nice little day hike, take it camping, toss it in the glove box. You're on a road trip, you need a quick snack. You get that in one of these instead of one of these highly processed jerkies that you might get at the convenience store, gas station, etc. This one's really, really clean. Again, you're getting your high omega-3 fats, really high protein, low calorie.
So we want to make sure we mention which Ingles stores you can find Sunburst Trout products in our seafood department. So we were talking when we were off the air that, Wes, you said there are now 17 Ingles stores that are featuring your Sunburst Trout products. Can you name them?
Yeah, I can. I'll kind of divide them in somewhat areas. They kind of look at it as north of I-40 and south of I-40.
Right.
It's not completely true to that, but I'll start with more of the kind of northern stores. We're in Weaverville, Tunnel Road, Haywood Road in West Asheville, Merriman Avenue, Lester Highway. Kind of moving down a little bit south, we've got Brevard, Skyland, which is on Hendersonville Road, Fletcher, Mills River, South Forest, Long Shoals. Over in Henderson County, we're in the Ingles in Flat Rock. And then moving east a little bit, we've got Black Mountain. We are Oteen. And then over here in Haywood County, we're in Canton. And right in our backyard, Waynesville as well. And then Casher's store is a very busy one during their season. That's a slower store in the winter. But, boy, we do big numbers with them from Memorial Day till the end of October.
So, folks, if you are curious about trying some Sunburst Trout products like the ones that Wes mentioned, you know, the Sunburst, the jerky, or the dip, or the smoked trouts, or hickory smoked trout, or, of course, the fillets, make sure you check out some of our Western North Carolina Ingles stores. Go back to the seafood department. Take a look. They're usually, what I've been seeing, Wes, is some really beautiful photographs through ASAP, the Appalachian Sustainable Agriculture Project, featuring your Sunburst Trout logo and mentioning the fact that they're carrying the local, your local product. You've seen those, right?
Yeah,
those are really nice. So if you will probably see that somewhere in the seafood department. We'll look for the Sunburst logos and look for their products, their fillets and those other products in the seafood department. If you don't see them, be sure you ask your Ingles Seafood associate or meat seafood manager. And if those products are in the store or how you can get them, and I'm sure that they'll be happy to help you with those. And, you know, it's nice to be able to support a local business. And you know, we tend to think of farms like we think of produce farms, and we think of farms that grow corn or farms that grow tomato. But there's farms that grow proteins like meat and like trout, like Wes Eason and Sunburst Trout. And this month is actually celebrating local proteins through ASAP, which is the Appalachian Sustainable Agriculture Project. So Sunburst is definitely one of those local proteins. I want to make sure we mention, too, since this is coming up just around the corner on the 29th, which is a Thursday this month in January, you can meet Wes Eason, Sunburst Trout, and a bunch of our other local vendors at Taste of Local at our Ingles store on New Leicester Highway. That's Thursday the 29th from 3:30 to 6 p.m. Just a great opportunity to meet some of our local farmers and vendors. It's free, open to the public, so make sure you put that on your calendar. Stay tuned. The Ingles Information Aisle.
You're listening to the Ingles Information Aisle. If you have questions or comments, go to ingles-markets.com and click on Ask Our Dietitian.
Welcome back to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles Dietitian, talking with Sunburst Trout Farms, Wes Eason. He's a sales manager for Sunburst Trout. As if you missed the beginning of the show, Wes was telling us that Sunburst has a long relationship with Ingles dating back into the 1980s and, you know, continuing up into this day. And there you can find Sunburst Trout products in about 17 of Ingles stores in Western North Carolina. And make sure you check their website, which is sunbursttrout.com, or ask your Ingles associate to direct you to the Sunburst Trout in the seafood case at your local Western North Carolina Ingles store. So I promised everybody we would talk a little bit about ways to cook the best filet, but I don't want to leave out the fact that we want to mention that you have a lot of great employees over there at Sunburst Trout. And you, so how many people do you employ at Sunburst, Wes?
We've got 23 employees as of today.
Wow. So that's really important, too, is that, you know, folks, we want to remember that when we buy local products, we're also supporting those local, not only those businesses, but also the people they employ. And those people help drive the economy as well. So that, you know, we're all helping each other out when we are able to support local. Okay, now here, so hopefully folks listening at home have their pencil and paper out, because Wes is going to tell us how we can cook Sunburst trout filet so we don't mess it up and we end up with the best tasting trout filet possible. Okay, ready? Go ahead, Wes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, number one, you definitely want to start with a beautiful sunburst filet. I'll go with the filets first, and then we can touch on the dressed fish. Let me first say I am by no means a chef or a culinary expert, but I've cooked plenty of our trout, so I think I can definitely give you some good advice.
Okay.
The best thing to do, I like to keep it simple. There's no reason to make an elaborate sauce or, you know, really deep rubs or anything like that. You want the flavor of the fish because it's so robust to shine through. So what I do at home and what a lot of people I tell to do is keep it simple. So you take your fresh filet. Brush both sides, skin side and flesh side, with olive oil. Use a nice extra virgin olive oil. And then you're gonna sprinkle some nice kosher salt and a nice fresh cracked black pepper on both sides. You want to do that on the skin and the flesh.
Okay.
I like to grill it. If it's nice weather outside, get a nice grill that can be charcoal or gas. Make sure your grates are nice and clean. It's best to go ahead and oil your grates a little bit to keep the fish from sticking. I get the grill as hot as it'll go, and when it's just piping hot, I put the skin side down first. And this is based on about a 8-ounce filet.
Okay.
I do 4 minutes on high heat, skin side down, and I take it, and I flip it, I move it to the flesh side, and I finish it for about 1 minute. And that's it. I pull it off right then. That's cooked to a nice medium rare, which a lot of folks listening will probably hear this and say, there's no way, that's undercooked. That is absolutely the best way to eat fresh rainbow trout.
Mm.
For years, I would overcook trout. We would have it as a family meal, and a lot of people wouldn't like it, and it was because it was dried out, mm-hmm. It was overcooked, and the longer you cook it, kind of the fishier it becomes. And it's like anything, in my opinion, overcooked. You can take the finest cut of beef, the finest piece of chicken, et cetera. If you overcook it, you ruin it.
Sure.
It's the exact same way with trout. So err on the side of undercooking. If you like it a little bit firmer, that's okay. You can finish it maybe 4 minutes skin, 2 minutes flesh. But I wouldn't go any further than that.
So,
another option, if the weather is a little bit dicey, if it's cold, maybe snowy, and you want to do it, keep it in the kitchen, I recommend stovetop. And you want a nonstick skillet, put some olive oil in the pan, season both sides of the filet with salt and pepper. Put the skin side down on about medium-high heat and do about 3 minutes on the skin side. Flip it and do it for about two or three on the flesh. You're using a slightly lower heat there as opposed to the grill, so you add just a minute or so on your cooking time.
And, you know, I was reading this really interesting article, Wes, about, like, the fact that, like, what you said is really important, that, you know, people often make the mistake of overcooking their fish because they think of it like they do other proteins, like a chicken or beef. And you've got to remember, folks, that fish does not have, you know, it's not like eating a steak or a piece of red meat that has a lot of intrinsic fat. Fish just don't have that amount of fat.
Right.
That's, you know, they're swimming. They just don't have, they tend to be a more lean type of protein. So if you, there's not a lot of fat to give that that type of moisture when you're cooking, so it's really easy to overcook fish. And what I tell people a lot of times, Wes, is fish is basically fast food. If you're looking for some protein that's going to cook quickly, fish is my go-to, because it's usually the fillets are usually fairly thin, unless you go to something like, you know, tuna or swordfish or something like that. But your fillets are really thin, and like Wes has been saying, that cooks really quickly. So, you know, you pair that with your brown rice or with your polenta or with your salad or your vegetables, boom, you can put together a dinner in under 30 minutes really easily. And there's – oh, you wanted to talk. Oh, we only have about 2 minutes left, Wes, so I don't know if we can talk about any other types of tips you have for cooking fish. Do you think you can fit anything in about a minute?
Sure, absolutely. Maybe I'll just talk real quick about the other ones I mentioned, the other products that we have. If you're cooking whole fish, which is great, you do have the bones to contend with, but if you cook it right, they scrape off very easily. The whole fish you want to cook a little bit longer. I started on high heat. Brush both sides with olive oil. That's something that you could maybe stuff with some nice herbs, maybe some spring onions. And that one you want to cook for about 20 minutes. Start it on high heat and then lower it.
Okay.
The reason you're cooking that longer is because it's bone in.
Mm-hmm.
And when you cook it a little bit longer, the collagen in the bone will begin to soften up, melt in with the flesh, and it just becomes really, really flavorful, really succulent. So if you've got a little more time and don't mind working with the bones, it's a phenomenal product to cook.
And I loved your tip too about the smoked trout. You know, that makes a great recipe with almost like a creamy Alfredo sauce tossed over a pasta. Is delicious.
Absolutely, anything that you might typically use, you know, ground beef or a pork, and you want something maybe a little bit lighter. You're trying to add some more fish to your diet. Just think of the hickory smoked trout. That's a perfect thing to fold into really any recipe, be it you know, some nice trout tacos.
Oh yeah,
a nice mixed salad with some smoked trout on top. It's great folded in with scrambled eggs if you're looking for a breakfast idea.
So, folks, make sure you go to sunbursttrout.com and look in your Ingles Seafood Department for some sunburst trout. Thanks, Wes.
My pleasure. Thank you.